continue Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzu Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Gimel. Achila B'Sukkah B'Layla Rishon in Chayva, there's an absolute obligation to eat in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkahs. Shetzarach L'Achol B'Sukkah Pas L'Chol Apokos Kazayis, one should eat bread the size of a Kazayis on the first night of Sukkah. The rest of Yontif Sukkahs, the Chiv is that if somebody wants to eat a meal that you have to eat in the Sukkah or sleep, that should be done in the Sukkah. On the first night of Pesach, however, causes a Gzeri Shov in the Gemara and the Masechta Pesachim, the Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, that connects the first night of Sukkah to the first night of Pesach. So just like on the first night of Pesach, we have an obligation to eat a Kazayis Matzah, so too on the first night of Sukkah, do we have an obligation to eat a Kazayis Challah in the Sukkah. The Paiskim point out, the Mishnah Berurah says, that it should be something which is definitely bread, not cake. And some suggest, therefore, that the challah that's eaten should be eaten real challah, which is not, which doesn't have a lot of oil or eggs or sweeteners. It should taste like bread, and it should be eaten just as bread. People many times put dips or salads on their challah. This kazayis should be eaten pure bread. Some suggest that it shouldn't just be kazayis, it should be a kebaya. And the kazayis should be eaten the amount of kedei achilas pras, which as we've mentioned in previous shurim, there's a lot of different opinions. There are many different opinions. How much is kedei achilas pras? 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever shear one follows. And that kedei achilas pras, the kazayis that's eaten kedei achilas pras, there should be no interruption, no talking or anything during the eating of that kazayis pras. The film mitzdar, even if somebody is in a situation who is mitzdar, that's difficult for him to be in a sukkah, he still has to eat that kazayis of pras in the sukkah, just like even if somebody has difficulty eating matzah, he has to eat a kazayis matzah on the night of the Seder. However, there are those that suggest that if somebody is in a status of mitzvah, but he's still sitting and eating the bread in the sukkah, but he's really, really a mitzvah, maybe he shouldn't make a leisha b'sukkah. V'm yardim mishamim, continue to kutsu shkunach if it's raining. If he assumes that it's going to stop raining in an hour or two, he should wait and then make kiddush and eat in the sukkah properly. Of course, one should not just wait indefinitely because it is yontif. And because it's yontif, one has to be careful to eat a sudas yontif properly and not stay hungry on Sukkos. But if somebody sees that it's not going to stop raining, he waited and it has not stopped raining, because for Sukkah, he should make the Kiddush in the Sukkah, he should make a Shechiyonu, or Mechavin Shechiyonu Gamal Sukkah. And he has in mind that the Shechiyonu should be effective for the Sukkah as well. You can't make Leisha B'Sukkah if it's raining. V'noit l'yodav, he should wash for Maitzi, and v'varach ha-Maitzi. V'varach Hashem Kazayis b'lihefzik, and he should eat a Kazayis, as we said before, without any interruption. V'haylach l'techabayis, and then he goes home, into the house. V'goymer sudosa, and finishes his meal. V'yesh l'alacham b'shas natil shidayim. But he should have in mind when he's washing his hands. U'b'shas b'rich sa-Maitzi, when he's making that Maitzi. Shadat alachal gam b'bayis, that he intends to eat also in the house, because it's raining. And if it stops to rain, Baruch Hashem, before Birch Samazan, go back into the Sukkah, and make a Leisha B'Sukkah, and eat a little more than a Kabeya of bread, and make a Birch Samazan. There's a Machloikas HaPoiskim, if he already went to sleep and it stopped raining, does he have to get up to go into the sukkah? Some suggest, again, because it's the first night of Sukkot, that he should get up out of bed and go onto the Sukkah. Some feel that that's already a whole new level of mitzvah. But let's say it only stopped raining after he ate indoors and said Birch Samazan. He should go into the Sukkah. For nightly other shaynus, will wash his hands again. And eat, wash, and eat, and make a Brach Leish B'Sukkah. And then, Mavarach Birch Samazan and say Birch Samazan. In B'Sukkah Shalai, if in his own Sukkah, Afla Acha Poshku G'Shamim, even after it stopped raining, water is still dripping into the sukkah. But there's somebody in his neighborhood who has a sukkah with an awning. And therefore, after it stopped raining, they just opened the awning. And I saw that the Shari Tshuva says that this halacha doesn't only apply to the first night of sukkahs. It's throughout the entire yontif. If in your sukkah it's difficult to sit because of the rain that's still dripping in or got all wet, and there's somebody else's sukkah that was covered with an awning where it's much more comfortable to eat, and you're able to eat there, that's what you should do. Sif Dalad, B'layla Sheini, the second night of sukkahs, Gamken Lechel Chayv Lechel B'sukkah, then there also is an obligation to sit in the sukkah. But feel it's star, even if it's not easy, even if it's painful. The second night has the same halachas as the first night. There's only one difference. If he sees that the rain is not stopping, or he did wait and the rain has not stopped, he eats indoors, because there's no, he already made a shechiyonu on the sukkah the first night, and therefore, it's that isn't required to make that kiddush in the sukkah. The kohen birch samazon, but here again on the second night, if he ate indoors, before birch samazon, he goes into the sukkah, eat at least the kazayas a pass, he should make a leisha b'sukkah, without making a leisha b'sukkah because it's raining, and then go back indoors on mevarach birch samazon. There are different opinions. On the first night, we said a kabeya, here we said a kazayas. Again, if you're making a leisha b'sukkah, we should try to eat a kabeya. Sivhei arvis, at night of yontif, and the Mata Ephraim says, we should daven a little later, Ma'ariv, on the first night, because if we daven Ma'ariv too early, and people come home early, and they already go into the sukkah and they make kiddush, and maybe too early, it's not your yontif, so make sure that everybody who comes home from shul is coming home when it's already night. He should go to the sukkah, and immediately make kiddush. Don't, now's the time to do the mitzvah sukkah, and immediately eat in the sukkah. There is a minig to invite, says the Soid V'Sharish HaVoidah, the Shpizin, the guest into the sukkah, Davis Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Yosef David, and there's a point of inviting them into the sukkah, and the Soid V'Sharish HaVoidah says, only if you invite them will they come. But make sure, as we said, to only make kiddush when it's already certainly night. And when you make a leisha b'sukkah, you should have in mind that you're eating now on in the sukkah, and therefore you have to make a leisha b'sukkah. And then if you're going to sleep in the sukkah afterwards, the leisha b'sukkah should be on that. If anything else, she asks the b'sukkah, until kiddush the next day. When he makes shechiyonu, chamchu mevarach shechiyonu al chag, they make shechiyonu on the yontif, v'gam al sukkah, on the sukkah as well. That's why on the first night we first make the leisha b'sukkah. V'akach shechiyonu, and only after the leisha b'sukkah is the shechiyonu recited. Shtei brich shechiyonu, because we want that the shechiyonu that was saying on the first night of sukkahs should be gam or sukkah, should go on the sukkah as well. Ubalayla sheni, and the next night of Sukkah Mavarach Techila Shechiyanu. First make Shechiyanu, and then the Leisha B'Sukkah. To those that have the minig that on the second night, they also first make the Leisha B'Sukkah, and then the Shechiyanu. And as we've said in a previous year, if somebody wasn't eating at home, he has his own Sukkah, but he wasn't eating in his home, then the halacha is that he should not, he wasn't eating in his own home, and therefore he didn't make yet a bracha shechiyanu on a sukkah. He should make the shechiyanu the first time he eats in the sukkah. If it's only going to be on Chol HaMoed, they suggest that he should have a new fruit or a new garment. Otherwise, there'll be a question if he should or shouldn't make the shechiyanu. Sivav, k'shoichem kama balabatim sukkah achas, where many families are all sitting in the same sukkah. V'yesh sham gam anoshim, v'shabnei bayis, there's wives, a family that have to pay attention to the Kiddush that's being recited. If everybody's going to make Kiddush at the same time, you can't hear two things at the same time. They won't hear the Kiddush well. It's better that everybody should make Kiddush one after the other, not all at the same time. But if they are making Kiddush at the same time, for example, if there's nobody there, doesn't have to hear Kiddush. If somebody said the Bari Priya Gofen or Bracha Cheres or any other Bracha, and then somebody else finished their Kiddush, Ein L'Rishon Lanas Amen Ach Brichas Chaveroi. One should not eat, say Amen after somebody else's bracha. Mishum the Amen have a hefsek ben Brichas Priya Gofen L'Shtia. You saying Amen to somebody else's bracha between your Bari Priya Gofen and you drinking the wine is considered a hefsek. V'haylam Nagim Lamten Zeh Al Zeh. And he says the people have the minig that they do wait for the one for the other. V'ayin and Amen, and they answer Amen instead of drinking quickly, it's not according to the halacha. If that's the case, everybody should be saying Kiddush at the same time. By everybody saying Kiddush at the same time, there'll be less concern of a hefsek. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, quoting of Shmuel Zalman Orbach Sitzal, says that if people did say Amen in a way that, as we just learned, you shouldn't have said Amen, the halacha is that the Kiddush is still acceptable. And the best example to that is women, many women, when they light the candles, say Shechiyanu. And since they say Shechiyanu when they light the candles, they should not say Amen to when their husbands or anyone else is making Kiddush and says a Shechiyanu, because they already were Yoytze the Shechiyanu and the Amen would be a Hefsek. But if they do say Amen, it will not disqualify their Kiddush, and they don't have to hear or repeat Kiddush for that reason.